Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm trying to log in to the studio so I can get this on Facebook. Hi everyone. Let me say it that way. I am so excited. Guess what? Spring is here. Spring is here. And with that comes my favorite time of year, spring and summer. Thank you, winter, for showing us just how much we love spring and summer. So what am I going to talk about today? I have so many interesting things, and I guess I want to start with talking about the conversation that goes around reaching inside ourselves and emptying out our brains and understanding. I thought it was going to be one thing, and then I realized that it's not about that at all. It's about the conversation you're having in your head. And when you're mad at other people, you're resenting other people, you're mad at your boss, you're mad at this, you're mad at that. And sometimes you're angry. But even when you're angry at what they've done or what they're doing, it's really because you have a conversation going on for yourself. So I'm not sure if that makes sense to you, but it is, it's what's going on for yourself that's the difference. So if you hate going to a class, you hate the way a teacher teaching, so you avoid them, you hate dealing with your spouse, you hate dealing with your boss, what is it about it that you hate? What is it about that thing that you guys did that's the hate part? Is it you actually hate that person? I don't think so. I think that the thing you're hating is the fact that you're challenged somehow, that something's not meeting whatever it is going on, conversation going on in your own personal head. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. So when we find ourselves resisting or pushing back against something, that person is just doing what they're doing, and hopefully they're doing it out of love. Hopefully doing that out of love is going to help you grow. And for me, sometimes it could be I don't like working with certain teachers, or I avoid a teacher and they're too hard. And why are they this hard? And why do I put up with this? I don't need this. I like the teachers I like who give me attention or give me love, blah, blah, blah. And the reality is I actually grow from the teachers who are challenging me for the right reasons. Does that make sense? I'm hoping it makes sense. I'm sorry I'm typing. Let's see if this works. I'm not sure how this works at all. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Anyhow. So when I actually laughed to myself, I laughed at myself when I realized that it's not that other person. It's not, they're not mean. They're not off-base. They're not terrible. It's my conversation. It's how I'm functioning in that situation that makes the difference. Hold on. I walk away from my phone. When someone's not calling me and I'm waiting for their phone call, I'm only mad at them because I want to be talking to them. They don't want to talk to me, They clearly don't want to talk to me. You can't be mad at them for not calling or not checking in or, hey, how come you didn't call to see where I am? Why didn't you tell me you were home? They didn't want to. And if I'm mad that they didn't, that's only because I wanted to hear from them. Not on them. It means that I cared enough about that person to want to hear from them. I cared enough about the person to want them to care about me. And if it's not reciprocated, it's not right to put it on someone else. I have a client who told me her husband gets mad because she has to prove to him how much he cares about him by checking in on him during the day. Reality is, that's not the case. Reality is that not the case at all. The reality is that person doesn't have to check in because they don't want to. And maybe that's not their thing and they don't have the same intensity for wanting to connect. That's the truth of it. And whether it's okay with you or not, that's the truth. So have that conversation with yourself and accept it. Then make your choices from there. Understand, you're not there. You're not to them what you think you want yourself to be. You're something else, and it doesn't necessarily have to be bad or good. You're just not that thing. You're not that person that they want to call as soon as they come home. You're not that voice they want to hear. You're not that check-in that they want to make. They'll tell you, yeah, I think about you too. They may not. Okay, it is what it is. So, where do we go from there? How do you find the happy point when someone's not doing it? Is you start to love yourself. Find the love that you have for you to bring into that. Find the love that you want for you and give it to yourself. Find a place that people want to hear from you. That people do think, wow, I want to check in with you. I want to make sure you're okay. I want to know that somebody, that passion, not because somebody needs to be dependent on you, but it's like that cheer song, where everybody knows your name. And it's out there. There is some place where you're going to find the equal amount of want to hear your voice, to feel your presence, to touch your soul that you want to feel, that you want to feel from them, from those same other people. I've posted this week on Facebook, maybe it was actually like a week ago now, something that said, you know, or maybe I saw it on Facebook, I didn't post it, that said, you know, you don't have to have a lot of great friends in this world. What you need to have is a few good friends that really matter. So sometimes you're barking up the tree looking for something that's not coming from that tree. And yeah, it's not necessarily, I know, people say, what are you trying to say? And sometimes it's not that spouse, it's not that partner, it's not the girlfriend, it's not the boyfriend, it's not the brother, it's not the sister. I know somebody yesterday, I hadn't spoken to their sister, their family, she thinks the whole family's always mad at her. So she's been out of contact with the family for years. 2 years. And she knows, she says, that her father loves her very much. And she knows, she says, that her sister loves her very much. But somehow she's always the bad one. Da, 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 da. Well, if she thinks she's the bad one, guess what she's going to be? The bad one. But in their mind, she may not be. In their mind, she's just the sister who does what the sister does. And they love her very much. So, what? Change. I don't know why I repeated this line this week as often as I have, and connecting it to finding the place where you get what you want from the world. And that comes the Gandhi quote of be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in the world. And that starts within yourself. whether it's weight loss or it's exercise or it's a new job. Even honestly, you know, I lost my job. I didn't lose my job. I know where it is. I was no longer invited to come back about 2 years ago this week. It just passed, March 18th, 2 years ago. It was a toxic environment. It was a terribly toxic environment. And I can only say I had the proof of that is everyone who has left has gotten mentally and physically healthier since they left. Mentally and physically healthier. Cleansed, detoxed. So, yeah, you know, a scientist would say, well, this was true and this was like this, and now it's not true, so let's look. And if I had to take a look, I know the toxicity there. And so that's what happened. And I'm grateful for it. And it doesn't mean that it's not harder to earn a living because the industry changed, the economic landscape changed. But it means there's opportunity. I know they write these books, Who Moved My Cheese and whatever else. You're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to... I used to say this, and I don't know if I've ever said it on my show. I might have said it on my show once or twice. That and a guy named Stephen, not Stephen Covey, what do they call it? Called, I got to think of this. Every morning in Africa, some lion wakes up knowing it has to be faster than the slowest, what's the word? It's like a deer. It'll come to me. Has to be faster than the slowest animal that it wants to chase. And I'll think of the name. And every morning in Africa, that deer wakes up and needs to know that it has to be faster than the fastest lion in order to stay alive. And that's the kind of pressure that causes exactly that pressure. When you're living in the moment and the pressure is on, and I've talked to people, I've heard people this week, that talk about the stress, whether it's between you and someone else, and that's what I started talking about, or I'm going to tell you, even if it's the pressure of getting life done, about finishing your chores. And a lot of people in the Jewish faith right now are pressure. Oh, my God, Passover's coming. And instead of just saying, Passover's coming, here's my list, let me get to it. I got to get this done. And it's become an identity. It's become an identity that we wear around our shoulders, like if I'm stressed enough, then I'm like almost better at being ready. I'm a better Jew because I can complain more about how hard it is to have to clean and get ready for Passover. Instead of embracing the change and the clean, you know, the cleaning out and the sweeping out as breath of fresh air and spring on the way and all that good stuff. Now it's so stressful. So what are you going to do with the stress? How are you going to talk to yourself, not that other person who hasn't called, and love yourself enough to know you have to fill in those gaps? That person's not going to do it, and they may not want to, no matter what they say. Because when you say something to them, they'll say, no, of course I love you. So it is what it is. I would love to say to everyone, if you know anyone out there who wants to lose 20 to 40 pounds, have them get in the next 40 days. Let them get in touch with me. Otherwise, be well. Love always, everyone, because love is all I have to give. The love I have for you all is the love I have for myself. Be well. Bye-bye.